You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, Rays fans. This is Ben De La Vega with your Drag World Podcast for Monday, November 11th, 2006. First of all, I do want to thank you all for your indulging me in my small absence as I got over this cold that I had. Still got a little bit, but man, I feel so much better. But seriously, keep in mind that it is a cold and flu season, and everyone needs to get their flu shots. From what the VA told me, there is no shortage in this country, okay? And if you live in another country, which many of you do, please check into it right away. Off to the races now. This past weekend was the Good Guys 8th Annual Fuel and Gas Championships at Famosa Raceway in Bakersfield, California. Nostalgia racing, that's right. Now, in top fuel, the winner was Rick White, who ran a 587 at 248 miles an hour to beat Sean Bellemere, who ran an 823 at 151. Now, low ET was by Adam Sorokin in his 570 second pass. These are front engine top fuel dragsters. Top speed went to Brad Harris at 261.24 miles per hour. A-fuel class, it was Ken Bates, who won with the 637 at 221 to defeat Daryl Walters and a 790 at 177. Ken Bates was the leader at 6.22, low elapsed time of the meet, top speed of the meet also at 224 miles an hour. These are nitro cars without blowers. Now in AA supercharged class, it was 70-year-old Steve Woods, that's right, Stone Woods and Cook fame, took the one with a 669 at 207 to defeat Chris Abbey and his 672 at 208. And Woods is driving a split window coupe Corvette 63, blown on nitro. He had low ET at a 664, and top speed went to Ed Moss at 209 miles an hour. The cool stuff, nostalgia funny cars, it was Lee Jennings Jr. in the left lane. He won with a 597 at 239 miles an hour to defeat Dennis LeCherit, who ran a 619 at 228, but low ET and top speed went to the Blue Max funny car of Dale Worsham, who ran a 593 at 247 miles an hour. Now in Junior Fuel A, it was Scott Parks taking the win with a 693 at 192 over John Hare, who ran a 695 at 191. Low ET went to Scott Parks at a 688, and he got top speed too with his pass of 193.5 miles an hour. Now in Junior Fuel B, John Rasmussen took the win with the 712 at 185 to defeat Bud Hammer, who ran a 20-second elapsed time ET, having problems right off the line. Rasmussen also had low ET and top speed at a 711 at 186 miles an hour earlier in the day. Now, in A-Gas class, it was Don Shimello in the left lane who won with the 766, and he defeated Bob Patton, who ran an 816. And then off to B-Gas, it was Pat McDonald who ran a, he won a double red light, okay, with an 859 over Rafael Quiroga's 856. And then in C-Gas, the winner was Tommy John, who took the lane with a 965 to defeat Mike Wortman and his 956 off a red light. D-Gas, Ed Carey took the win with a 1060 to a 1059, and it's a 1060 index class, so Doug McDermott went a little too quick on his lapse time. He broke out. Now in Nostalgia Eliminator 1, this is a good class. Don Skrokosh, he took the win with a 760 to defeat Don Taros, who ran a 758, and red lit in the finals. Now in Nostalgia Eliminator 2, it was Steve Olmscheid, who won with an 867 to defeat Dick Chesney, who ran an 871. And Nostalgia Eliminator 3, it was Casey Dow in the right lane, who won with a 968 to defeat Bobby Lee, and his 957 broke out. It's a 960 index class. Now, that's the good news, bad news. That is the last race for the Good Guys. They will continue to be doing their car shows. However, since management at Famosa Famoso Dragway has changed. Famoso will now be running the March meet and the Fuel and Gas Championships, and a lot of the good guys over there at Good Guys VRA are very disappointed, but hopefully maybe they can work something out. That's it for your drag news for today. You all take care, and if you're not feeling well like I am, I hope you get better real soon, but get them flu shots. See ya.